Thank you for letting us come this morning. We could have been out there lining up, but I thought, well, you know, we're sitting among you, and we'll just come up the way we come up. And thank you for that prayer. You prayed that God would open our hearts to what He has for us this morning. You know, our program talks about God's care. He cares for me. He cares for us. And I'd like for us to reflect this morning on the extreme goodness of God. He has given us so much more than we deserve.
Come you that know and fear the Lord and raise your souls above. Let every heart and voice accord to sing that God is love. His precious truth is worthy praise and all His mercies prove. While Christ not only in them appears to show that God is behold, His loving kindness waits for those who from Him grow, and calls of mercy reach their hearts to teach them God is love. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, enlightened, accessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, Almighty, victorious, Thy great name we
nor wasting, Thou rulest in might.
Thy justice like mountains, high soaring above. Thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life Thou givest, to both great and small, in all life Thou
Calling my name. Oh, Song to me. We have spent a lot of time in prayer in choir, and God has answered a lot of prayers. And my favorite part of the song is, "I am the look that He received."
Trust Thank you.
I don't know if you've been following the messages of the songs, but talked about a God of order, a God of creation, and he promised that there would be seed time and harvest and cold and winter. And this is usually our time for our intermission. This will be your intermission. Let's turn in our Mennonite hymnaries to 100. If you need the song, that is Great is Thy Faithfulness. Talks about summer and winter, and let's all stand for that. Song number 100.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father. There is no shadow of mercy with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, noon. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars, in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness. is I've seen. All I had needed thy hand hath provided.
Fullness,
Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings on thousand beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Jesus is my Lord, my Master and Savior. Jesus is my Lord, my Master and Savior. Jesus is my Lord, my Master and Savior. Now and forevermore, alleluia. Now and forevermore.
Praise you, Jesus, Son of God. And Lord of lords, God of Abraham, alleluia, God of Abraham.
Jesus is the one who delivers me daily. Jesus is the one who delivers me daily. Jesus is the one who delivers me daily. From my sin and shame, alleluia. From my sin and shame. Praise you, Jesus, Son of God, and the blood of the Lamb. King of kings and Lord of lords, God of Abraham, alleluia. God of Abraham. Praise you, Jesus, Son of God, and the blood of the Lamb. King of kings and Lord of lords, God of Abraham. Alleluia. God of Abraham.
this last song we just sung, Drops Full of Tears, meant a lot to me. It's so easy to just kind of go through life and go so hard. But then, you know, we're human, and I'm not perfect, and I make mistakes, and I fail, and I fall short. And just the attitude or the spirit of the song, basically telling God, you know, basically like almost thankfulness, like remorse, but also thankfulness for what he's done for us. The fact that he actually sees through our failure to who we, to the value he had that we have inside of us, the value he came and died for. And that means so much to me. It's such an encouragement to those of you out there who also struggle with failure and, you know, those times in life where you feel like you wish you could have done better. You wish you could have kept something from that, but you couldn't. Just want to let you know that God sees through that. He sees through that failure. He sees through that to a worth that he came to die.
Hold out your light, you hand-bound soldier. Hold out your light, you hand-bound soldier. Hold out your light, you hand-bound soldier. Let your light shine around the world. Hold out your light, you hand-bound soldier. Hold out your light, you hand-bound soldier. Hold out your light, you hand-bound soldier, let your light shine around the world. Brother, let your hold out your light, hold out your light.
Take up his cross and follow.
cross and follow me. Take up his cross and follow me. Whoever saves his life will lose it. Whoever saves his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, the same will save it. The same will save it. What profit is it to a man? What profit to a man to gain the world and lose his soul? To gain the world and lose his soul. Whoever saves his life will lose it. Whoever saves his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, the same will save it. The same will save it. And follow me. Take up his cross and follow me. If anyone would follow me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Take up his cross and follow me.
We're going to sing is called Bright Morning Stars, and this song is special to me. It talks about where our fathers, and they're in the valley praying, and where our mothers, they're in heaven shouting. And yeah, I've had two mothers in heaven, and God can bring good out of the hard things. And I was just hearing this morning a lot of hurting, a lot of death. And I'd encourage you to just look for the good things that God has. this next song talks about how there's going to come a time when all of creation is going to be at peace. And when you think of just the suffering and the brokenness that's in this world, it talks about war and strife. And think about a time when that's all going to be redeemed and restored and all of creation will be at peace. And it's just a really beautiful thought. And I love just the message that this song has.
You have all.
thank you very much for allowing us to come. I was noticing this group got on the bus this morning about 6:45. At least we left at 7:00. So they've had some kind of short nights and early morning today. I saw a few wrinkled clothes. I don't know what you do about that. And you've noticed that we're fighting a little bit with coughs and colds. But you know, the Apostle Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And God is our strength and our weakness. Turn the time back over to the moderator.
Feel awkward. I got my back to some of you, got my face to some of you, so I'm going to try to figure out how to do that. As I listened to the song, it was a beautiful picture. The title of your program, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Recognizing that God is God. Recognizing that God is almighty, that as we journey through life, there's a picture of God loving us unconditionally, caring for us unconditionally. And in that love, we learn to trust. We learn to see God. And every one of us has a different journey. We all have a different place that God wants us to be. And as we learn to trust Him, we can come to peace, knowing that we are where He wants us to be. Thank you, young people, for sharing with us this morning. It's been a few years since SMBI was here. And we've been looking forward to you being here, and we have been blessed by what you've shared this morning. There is lunch here on the grounds. We're going to pray and bless the meal. I'm trying to figure out how to do... I don't like the Mason-Dixon line when we have a lunch. So if we can mix in with each other here, I think... What time do you guys need to leave? Okay, we got plenty of time. But I do want us to, you guys have worked this morning, we want to recognize that, so we want to see you go to the front, but I want our home people to mix in, visitors, everybody mix in here, and let's just welcome them as part of us today, and enjoying lunch together as part of our worship. So if you'll stand, we will have prayer. The cooks are getting lunch ready. We will flip lights off and move everybody out there as soon as possible when it's ready to eat. Father, this morning, again, we're so grateful for your love. And God, we recognize that we are nothing without your love. Help us in our journey, Father, to understand that we are where you want us to be, and to fulfill the call that you've given us with everything we have, knowing that we're pressing toward the prize, and the mark in that prize is to stand before you someday and to hear the words, well done. Thank you for these young people that have come and have shared the message with us this morning. We pray for protection over them as they travel this afternoon. Bless their journey this week, Father, that you would just guide them in their journey of life as they leave and go from here. Thank you for the food that's been prepared. And Father, we ask that you would bless our time around it as we fellowship with each other. In Jesus' name, amen.